Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back. It is hour three of In This League. ITL, Scott Bogman, Chris Welch. That is us.
We going.
Where are we going?
Still here.
We going? Oh, 3 hours. Can you imagine? Like, 3 hours is a lot. Can you imagine doing like five? You know, there's people out there that do like 5 hours of radio.
Remember
when we were asked? We were asked to do like, how much can you do? And we contemplated four. We contemplated four, and like, I'm really glad. I was like, let's do three and see where we're at. Three is plenty.
Yeah. Well, at first you're like, let's just do four. And I was like, all right. And
I'm glad that we come. Cooler heads prevailed at the end.
And yeah,
I thought
just have
smarter.
To take a whole day off of work. Like, I feel like you have to live a super exciting life if you're doing 5 hours radio, so you have enough stories. But then you can't have that exciting life because you're on the radio all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's a good point.
Sword.
That's a good point. How do guys that do 4 hour radio shows Monday through Friday? How do they do all the other stuff?
I have no idea. Couldn't do it.
They got to go out late. They got to get in trouble.
Got to do things.
Yeah, go get bottle service.
Can you imagine me getting bottle service on like a Tuesday or ever?
I've only been to a gentleman's club with you once, and I don't remember how weird the experience was.
Neither do I. I remember the bullet holes that we saw at the that was in the ghetto.
You literally, we left one of the nicest places that, I mean, it was top notch. I don't want to get into specifics and be a horrible person here. Everything about it was amazing. Bachman literally left because he looked at me with a dead serious face and was like, we have to go because I'll spend all my money here. And
I mean, the money I don't have.
And you would have. Right. And it ended up taking us.
I was like, will you guys take a check?
Yeah. You were so worried about the amount of money you were going to spend. You sent us to another place where it was so ghetto. I mean, it was unreal, the place we
ended
up at.
Their private room was a velvet rope into a kitchen that was dark.
It was,
and everyone else was standing there with you.
It was very strange. I'll give you a step further. I don't know if you knew what it was. Actually, their private dance room was, I'm not even joking you, was just those like metal chairs you have in high school or middle school up against a wall. At the side of the place. It was just like six chairs like those
like
that were just up against the wall.
They clearly stole them from a middle school down the road.
They did. Uh-oh. They got it for like $12. They got like 12 of them, or they just stole them and they put them in this place. It was one of the worst places. And what we were thinking, I would never be able to tell you how we ended up there. Could never tell you what
we were actually looking for a different place.
Yeah.
And we couldn't find it.
Fun fact, never been back to one. Since.
What year was that?
That was, well, I was like my little bachelor thing, you and me. So I was like 2009.
I've been since, but only once.
Was that Vegas?
Yeah, I was in Vegas.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you own a website, right?
Well, technically.
Yeah.
Talking about specifics, that's a true statement.
You are. All right. We can talk about that on a secret show if we haven't already, which I think we did. Let's talk about week four, though. Let's not talk about those adventures. Let's talk about the adventures of week four, how it's looking for fantasy, how it's looking for betting. How did we do last week?
Well, you will remember that in week two, I was 5-9 against the spread and 2-12 on the over-unders. You were 4-10 and 3-11.
That was week two?
Vast improvements, yes.
Okay. So we were really bad in week two. Week three,
we were both.
Better.
Both. 7-8 against the spread and 6-9 on the over-unders. Look at that. Samesies.
Losing less money. Nice.
That's right.
We didn't
lose all
the monies.
Overall, right now, I am 20-25
against the spread. Okay.
I'm 13-31 on the over-unders. You are 16-28 against the spread and 16-28 on the over-unders. You are consistent, if nothing.
I'm consistently bad on both areas.
Well, we got to improve. But, I mean, look, dude, there were so many weird games this week. Like, I would have lost in Survivor a million times over. I would have taken the Vikings, of course, and I did in my one that I was active in. So guess what? Zero shares of Survivor anymore. Green Bay lost to Washington. What? New England lost to Detroit. I mean, there were so many weird things here.
Yeah.
Tennessee beat Jacksonville. You know, I mean, just how are we going to do all that? Come on. I bet you this is the worst year for Vegas, too, because it's so strange.
You think
so? Weird. I bet. Maybe not.
I don't know.
I mean, Vegas is probably just doing Vegas things. So.
Vegas is probably fine. Vegas is usually pretty good overall, in general. Right. They make out okay. House always wins. So let's go through it. We're going to talk about the lines. We're going to talk about the over-under, and we'll talk about the fantasy impact of all these games. Obviously, we're coming off maybe one of the better games of the entire week. Frankly, on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, we don't break down all the games. We do that over on the Fantasy Black Book over at Fantrax with Joe P. Zapia. If you want to go check that out, Fantrax and all their cool stuff, and we do a podcast over there as well. So we kind of break down all the games with him. We do a lot more just looking into, you know, the players, the snap counts, the trends, but we pick one game every week and we call it the fantasy breakdown of the week. And we just go really in depth on that game. The Rams and Vikings really, in theory, could be that game because I'm not sure any other team is going to do that. But let's start off at the first one, Bogman. Bengals and Falcons. I think both of our sheets, we have that. Bengals and Falcons, one of the higher overs. Is it the highest of the week?
It's the second highest. The Monday Night Football, from what I have,
okay,
is the highest.
You're probably right about that. So this could be a potential one. Falcons tend to show themselves up on the games of the week. So Bengals at the Falcons. Atlanta's favored by 4. The over-under is 53.5. We've got Fulgo, Gio Bernard, Fulgo, Tevin Coleman. Devontae Freeman is officially out for this game. What a loser he is right now. So it's the backup running backs. Really, what's funny, too, is those are like, you know, well-respected running backs that people would be taking. And they're the type of guys where we've always told ourselves, well, if they were given the starting role, you know, they would be high in RB2s. That's exactly what's happening. Frankly, I think they're both RB1s this week, according to the ranks. And then you've got Calvin Ridley coming off of his huge game, AJ Green, a little bit banged up. So talk to me about Bengals versus Falcons.
Man, this one is tough to pick. And I know I say this about a bunch of games, but the games this year have been harder to pick just overall. But I feel like I want to go with the Bengals in this game. God. But they're on the road. I really like, they look good, but do you really want to trust Andy Dalton? You know what I mean? Against Matt Ryan?
Can the Falcons lose any more players? I feel bad for them. Like we've got some Falcons fans in the ITL Army. Ryan Cornell, maybe number one, at least in our hearts and minds. And he's just taking it in strides. I mean, what can you do? You're 1-2. You have a great Calvin Ridley, but every single one of your defensive players, they're done.
They're 27th in defense. Atlanta's allowing 401 yards per game. They're allowing 276 passing yards and 125 rush yards. Not to be that much better, by the way. The Bengals are 26th in defense, 394 yards per game,
hence,
273 passing, 123 rushing.
Hence the 53.5 over-under.
Yes, exactly. So,
and I think both the running backs, as I said, in week 4 Fantasy Pros overall rankings and PPR, both running backs in this game are RB1s. They are ranked as RB1s. And the quarterbacks, both QB1s, both inside the top 10. So there is a ton of fantasy value. Did you drop your microphone?
No, I'm moving around over here and I'm fat and touching things. I'm going to take Atlanta and I'm going to go with the over in this one. I think it's the most obvious thing that we have maybe this week is the over in this game.
Oh.
With Cincinnati, it's definitely going to be... No, it's definitely going to be 17-13 now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take the home team. I'm going to give the points, and I'm going to take the over. Really, this is because I hate the Bengals, and that is a defining factor for me. So
that's how you flip the coin at the end of the day. Right. You're like, do I hate one of these teams?
Do I hate one of these teams? Should I hate them? Oh, I assuredly hate them now.
I do hate them. By the way, we should note one thing we didn't do at the top here, which we should have. This is the first week of bye week. So who the hell is on bye week? I know it's the Carolina Panthers. Is it the Redskins?
The Redskins. All right. Yep.
Redskins and Panthers
no
on bye
Christian
week.
McCaffrey. It's very disappointing for me.
It's going to be a tough week for you. Also, you're not going to be on the black book because you're taking it off, and we have a co-host in that hates Christian McCaffrey for this
yep.
week.
Yep. So I saw someone had a pretty awesome T-shirt that's Run CMC. Did you see that?
Yeah, you should get that.
I think I'm going to buy it. Yeah,
you should. Or they should give it to you for free personally. But
probably should. But, you know, I mean, maybe I'll ask. Maybe we give them a shout out.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I like that. I like it.
I like that.
I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with the Falcons in the over. I'm just going to go with the home team. I don't like the Bengals on the road. Gio's fine. AJ's a little banged up. I just don't
AJ's banged up and no Joe Mixon is really the thing here.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Tyler Boyd is on the up and up, and I think there's a lot of things that are on the up and up, but I'm good.
Tack McKinley's coming back for Atlanta, too. I think Atlanta could win this one. I like Atlanta.
All right. Let's go with the both on the same of the Atlanta and the over. All right. Next one up here, I'm just checking to make sure. It looks like our list is pretty accurately the same. I'll see if the over-unders are the same. I'm looking just on ESPN here. We've got the Buccaneers at the Bears. I have a line of 3. Is that
yep.
right? And the over-under is 46.5.
Yes. So I have 2. Look
there
at that.
There we go. All right. So we've got Ryan Fitzpatrick starting. Jameis Winston is back and looming, of course. I still think we've got I'm like, for the fourth straight week, I'm like, Ronald Jones is going to be active. That's
no,
my
he's
hope.
Not. He's not going to be active.
He'll never be
until,
active again.
And not until running back gets hurt. So.
Yeah, which probably never. Or they just continue to suck. On the Bears side, I think this is a Tariq Cohen week. I'm excited to see that. No Anthony Miller. He's not out for a long time, but he is out for this game.
Boy, he was dragging that shoulder.
Yeah, it didn't look too great. So what do you think? Buccaneers, Bears. Bears are favored by 3.
I just think you have to go with the offense that's clicking when you're betting in NFL games, right? And I know that Tampa Bay's defense is putrid and it didn't look very good last week, but I think there's a difference between the Steelers offense and the Bears offense, obviously. Now, I do think this should be a very high scoring game because because the Bucs defense is terrible. So I'm going to go with Tampa Bay and the over in this one.
Oh, I am going to go the opposite. I'm going to go
Tampa Bay,
Chicago
first
Bears.
In offense, Chicago 26.
I'm going to go Chicago Bears in the under on this game.
Chicago 5th in defense and Tampa Bay 31st in defense.
So you got, yeah, like what's going to move? The immovable
yep,
object
it.
Versus what's the saying?
What are you talking
what's
about?
What's the saying? It's the immovable object versus the unstoppable force.
The unstoppable force versus the immovable object.
Yeah, I was there. I couldn't say immovable. Why can't I say immovable?
I don't know. Say Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi.
Okay, you nailed that. Most people can't say that.
I can say it. Mitsubishi.
Immovable. Mitsubishi. I'm impressed.
Immovable object.
Immovable.
Immovable.
That's right.
The arsonist has oddly.
Arsonist. What's an arsonist?
I don't know what any of it is. The immovable object versus.
Immovable.
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 Move. Okay. All right. Can we move past this game, please?
We can immovable
can
past.
We move
it.
Past this game. Right. Detroit Lions at the Cowboys. We got that.
That's an ugly game.
All right. Dallas is favored by 3. Over under is 44. It is ugly. Golden Tate is questionable. Kenny Go All Day has been great. Ezekiel Elliott has been okay. We'll see if Kerryon Johnson moves forward even more. Matthew Stafford has been putting up some numbers. This is just, I don't know, man. These are two not good defenses and not great offenses. I mean, Detroit, you're going to give the edge on the offensive side. I don't see this being a pretty game. I'm leaning the over on this one, and I think I'm actually leaning Detroit.
Man.
Oh, man.
Dak has looked so bad.
Yeah, he has.
He's looked so bad.
Yeah, he's not good.
Dax looked bad, but this Detroit is dead last.
Hard hitting.
In rushing defense. F you. Dead last in rushing defense. 32nd, giving up 150 yards a game. What did you say you're going with? I'm sorry.
I'm
going
to go. Yeah, you're too.
Detroit in the over?
I am going Detroit at the over, yeah. You're not wrong, by the way. Like, I was just laughing because it was like 4 minutes there of like, Dak is so bad. But that is kind of what you look at this game.
Yeah, it was 30 seconds. I'm going to take Dallas in the under. I think I'm just, when in doubt, and I'm in severe doubt in this game, I'm just going to go with the home team. And I doubted them the other week against the Giants, and they beat the crap out of the Giants. It was not even close. So I think when you're in doubt and you're kind of putting yourself to a decision, I'm going to go ahead and take the home team.
It's a smart way to approach it, for sure. All right, let's get one more in before the break. Bills at the Packers. The Bills are the spoilers.
Let's not get one more.
Yeah, we'll get this one in quick. Bills at the Packers. 1-1-1 Packers to the 1-2 Bills. The Bills obviously have been doing their thing. Josh Allen's in. LeSean McCoy is back. Aaron Rodgers banged up but continuously is going. Aaron Jones looks to have a little bit more of a force. And would you know it? Geronimo Allison is the leading receiver for the Green Bay Packers. Packers are favored by 9.5. Over-under is 44.5.
Green Bay in the over. The magic is dead, Buffalo. I'm sorry. There's no way that Josh Allen goes into Green Bay and beats the Packers.
Buffalo,
that's a
soldier.
1 week thing. I am over it, and I don't think it's going to happen again.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to do stuff, and he will do things. I also think Aaron Jones, this is going to be one of those games for Aaron Jones because they're going to get up, and they're going to want to feature a little bit more of Aaron Jones, so I like him a lot.
Aaron Jones. You were just saying it a bunch of times in a row. I wasn't sure. I was just trying it out, seeing if it's fun.
I was just using other words with Aaron Jones.
Though. Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones. It's your guy.
I love Aaron Jones.
Dak Prescott, Aaron Jones. We say lots of words. We're going to say more of them probably incoherently when we come back. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League. Bogman, Welsh, Dak Prescott, Aaron Jones. We'll be back.
Aaron Jones. Yeah.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it!
BetDSI, they're celebrating 20 years as the industry's biggest and safest betting site. They've got great customer service and fast, easy payment of winnings. You can play virtually every sport at BetDSI with hundreds of wagering options, including live in-game wagering on all major sporting events, where you can make your play at any time during the game. BetDSI is now offering up to a $1,000 bonus on your first deposit if you use promo code FNTSY. That's BetDSI.com, promo code FNTSY. So head on over to BetDSI and start winning today. Like
right now.
Right now.
Da-da-da-da. Come on.
Right now. What was that song we were singing on the break that we can't sing on the radio that we're going to
make?
I don't
remember.
I don't either. It was the greatest song ever.
I really don't remember.
I know what it had to do with, and it's things we can't talk about on the. What was that? It was. I literally wanted to record it.
What it was. Yeah, we can't say.
What was the song, though?
I can't get no satisfaction.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. Got it. Write that down, please. Please write that.
Write that down.
I can't get no. Not what we're going to say. So satisfaction. Can we get satisfaction in the Eagles-Titans game?
No.
The answer is no. Philly is favored by 3.5. The over-under is 41 as we continue looking at these week four games, over-under and fantasy values. We have got Carson Wentz back. We've got Jay Ajayi back. Don't think we have Alshon Jeffrey, though he was like cleared to go, and then he had an illness. That guy's a train wreck. He's ridiculous. Maybe he's a game time decision. I don't know what's going on there. The Titans,
what was the line you had again? Was it Philly by 3.5?
Oh, I had Philly by 3.5. Is it different?
Yeah, no. And what was the over?
41.
Yep.
Right, oh, we got the same thing. The Titans have rid themselves of crybaby Rishard Matthews. It opens up more opportunities for Taywan Taylor. I think Taywan Taylor is a dude this week. And Mariota is back. So what do we think about this travesty of a game?
I can't depend on the offense for the Titans to put up points until I see them put up some points. I mean, they can win this game, but if they do, I think it's going to be have to be very low scoring. So I'm going to take Philly and the under in this one. I just, you know, people are talking about dropping Corey Davis, and I don't know if I can realistically sit here and say, no, you have to keep Corey Davis. I mean, I can. I think in a 12-man, you'd be a silly goose to do it now. 10-man, I think you can get rid of him. Marcus Mariota has not been healthy. I think we're still at 85% Mariota. This is like the same thing that, remember, Carson Palmer missed like the majority of a season with this nerve thing. And Mariota's just like, yeah, I'm going to play. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Carson Palmer, kind of a baby.
What did you pick? I didn't even pay attention.
I took Philly in the under. I like how you're just like, what'd you pick? I don't understand with all of your explaining.
No, you're being very smart and like break it down. And I was like, wait, what? I'm going to go Philly. Oh, I got to go the under two.
Yeah, you can't take the over. You just can't.
Dumb. Deion Lewis is dumb.
I mean, we've agreed on most of these.
Oh,
so
really?
Far. I mean, not wholly and completely. We got Philly under, Green Bay over, Atlanta over. All the same. I took Dallas in the under. You took Detroit in the over. And we're actually reverse on Tampa Bay, Chicago, and Detroit and Dallas. So I'm incorrect about that.
All right. So we got a couple differences. Let's go down to Indianapolis. We've got the Texans at the Colts. I've got the Colts at 1, favored by 1. And the over-under is 47.
Yep.
Looks like our lines are good then. All right. Perfect. We've got a matchup of dynasty-type quarterbacks in Andrew Luck versus Deshaun Watson. DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller are one of the more dynamic duos. We kind of were talking about this, not to skip over the other stuff. We can kind of break this game down a little bit. You and I off air when we were doing our DFS lineup, we both did the same thing. And I wonder how long you can do it. We looked at Will Fuller and we said, guy can't have a touchdown every single week, can he?
He can't score every single week he plays.
Don't you hate having that thing in your mind where you talk yourself out of a player because you're like, wow.
We both think negatively. Like, if we both thought positively, it'd be like, well, just roll him out there until he doesn't score a touchdown.
That's how Joe is. Right? Joe's like, well, Fuller's going to be like a wide receiver 2 all year. And we're like, Is he, though?
Is he really, though?
Can he really be?
Though.
Can he?
Will Fuller's better than people give him credit for. I think a lot of people, even I made this kind of comparison to Deshaun Jackson when he came in the league. Now, look, Deshaun Jackson is a very good. He has had an awesome NFL career. I just don't know that he's like, you know, he's not a guy that you ever said, oh, I have to have Deshaun Jackson on my team. He was never a wide receiver 1. I think he was always a wide receiver 2 at best. So, and I kind of feel like Will Fuller's upside is wide receiver 2, but he's kind of proven people wrong. And they're going to have to start shading coverage. Now, you could also say that this is a product of what happens when you have a guy like DeAndre Hopkins on your team. You know what I mean? Like DeAndre Hopkins commands so much of a presence on his side that you're going to get one-on-one matchups for Will Fuller, and that is making it easy for him. So
where do you think Will Fuller is on the Week 4 Fantasy Pros overall wide receiver ranks for PPR?
Oh, man, 20?
Actually, this is standard. Hold on. I'm looking at that. That ruins that a little bit. Let's see. Maybe you're right. He is. Where did you go? Ooh, 19.
Yeah. I mean, the Colts defense is very bad. So
check this out. Where do you think T.Y. Hilton is?
We already said T.Y. Hilton. Wasn't he at 27 or something or 17?
17. What a swing you just did. And you nailed it on the second one.
I knew there was a 7 in there somewhere.
So they're within 2 of each other. T.Y. Hilton 17. Will Fuller is 19. Check out this, though, that shows you maybe the type of player these guys are. And when you think about the plays, T.Y. Hilton's best rank for week 4 is the 6th best wide receiver.
Sixth.
His worst ranking, though, is the 28th. Now,
yeah, I mean, right on that wide receiver two, wide receiver three borderline,
I
think.
But check this out, though. Will Fuller's best rank this week is 13, but his worst is 24. So Will Fuller has become the floor play, and T.Y. Hilton is the big money play.
I mean, I think in this game you'd have to say so. Colts defense is bad. Darius Leonard is out there getting 150 tackles a game. It's ridiculous.
I'm so, so jazzed up about him.
He's been so good. I picked him up in a couple spots in my DFS leagues, and he's been great. So,
paying
dividends for sure. God, what are you going with this in this game? Did you already answer?
I didn't. I was just talking about Will Fuller. I just think it's so interesting that Will Fuller has a better lowest rank than T.Y. Hilton, yet he's more than half lower than T.Y. Hilton's best. It's just interesting how people are perceiving him. I feel like no one can really get a true handle on him. This game, I know it's in Indianapolis. I really don't like the Colts that much. And I think even though Lamar Miller is the worst.
Would you say that they've been better than advertised, though?
The Colts?
Yes. They went toe-to-toe with the Eagles in Philly.
If they had any type of a running game, I mean, the team could. I wouldn't say that they would be a force, but they would be a lot more competitive. Like they need a top guy to counter T.Y. Hilton, and they need a good running back, and they need to just build another piece across the defense. I think they're one of those teams where they could go. You can go get like a Marvin Jones, just for argument's sake here, to put beside T.Y. Hilton. Draft a top end type of a running back, someone you can slot in who's really good, and then you get a couple. You hit a couple on defense. I mean, that's a team that is going to be a heavy AFC competitor. But I think
what did you say?
I think they're going to lose. I'm going to go with it. They're losers. I'm going to go with the Texans, and I'm going to go with the over. Over. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with Houston in the under.
Okay.
I think Houston's defense could show up to play in this game. So, division rivals, this game gets a little bit uglier than it usually does. So Houston in the under for me.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. Dolphins, Patriots, New England favored by 6.5. That's what I got.
Yep.
All right. I'm guessing we're right on all these. 48.5 the over?
48 is what I had, but I'll switch to 48.5.
That's just what I see on ESPN right now. So Patriots, Dolphins, Ryan Tannehill going in to probably be able to
undefeated sling the ball. Ryan Tannehill, by the way. Put some respect on his name.
Well, I'm putting some respect. And he's coming off of a huge game. Kenyon Drake coming off of an atrocious game. Kenny Stills lives. Devontae Parker does not. The Patriots, we're obviously without Rex Burkhead, so this is kind of the Sony Michel game. James White versus Michel. James White across the board is like an RB2 right now. Everyone's picking up Sony Michel, but no one knows quite where to think with him. Josh Gordon is questionable. Gronk needs a comeback. So let's start for a minute before we get into the over-unders. I think I said it 6.5, 48.5 is the line in the over-under. Where do you think this plays out for Sony Michel against the Dolphins? Like, what role does he play this week? And do you think we're going to be talking about him on the Monday show?
Probably not. I think that the thing with this game is I think 48.5 is kind of low, to be honest with you. New England's defense is not that much better than it was last year. And last year it was pretty horrid. So I think that this is kind of going to be a point for point game. Now, I think it's a point-for-point game that the Patriots could wind up leading by 2 touchdowns early, and now here's Miami trying to make it up. Now, they'll move the ball, they'll get yards, and they'll get scores, but any little mistake, you know, I think this is a mistake game, and who do you expect to make a mistake first? It's obviously Ryan Tannehill over Tom Brady, right? So
yeah, of course.
For me, this game's kind of easy. Okay. You think this game's easy?
I do. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, this is New England in the over for me.
Easy.
It's not even,
easy.
Yeah, it's not even a question. Like I know people get like, oh, Dolphins and Patriots, they play at each other, and oh, Patriots in September.
I mean, the Dolphins have been the team to upset
I wouldn't kill Patriots. I think the smart line is people are taking the money on that. You know, they're taking that Dolphins on the line. You know, getting 6.5.
I don't know if that's smart.
I mean, I just think that's probably where the betting's going.
I think they're definitely going with the over because that's the one thing that moved since I put these yesterday was I had 48.5 is what it moved to. So moving half a point is not insignificant. So, I think that New England is going to just it's in New England, too. I think this is an easy New England win. They're pissed. You know, pissed off Tom Brady is a scary thing to have in the NFL. And they got stomped by Detroit. They looked bad. They were embarrassed. They should be embarrassed by that performance.
Yeah.
And pissed off Tom Brady is not something you want to bet against.
That's kind of an underrated thing, too. Like, I'm not it's one of those kind of tropey things, though. But like, I'm not going to bet against the Patriots coming off of a game that they shouldn't lose, where they get
at
embarrassed,
home especially.
Hell no, I am not doing that. Doesn't mean that they are going to for sure cover, but I'm not. Dolphins are the worst 3-0 team I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, the schedule hasn't been horrific for them or anything. So.
All right, I think this is the final morning game, as we call it, over on the West Coast. Obviously, it's more the afternoon game
Breakfast.
And then the late afternoon game for other people. It's the Jets and the Jaguars. Jaguars 2-1. Jets are 1-2. Jags are favored by 37, or they're favored 37. They're favored by 7.5, and the over-under is 38.5. You've got Sam Darnold. You got Lego Head that's coming into town. Isaiah Crowell is not the feature workhorse, but he does share the time and gets the touchdowns. Quincy Anunua is the clear number one. Robbie Anderson disappeared. The big, big thing in this game, though, is the absolutely stupid game time decision stuff we keep getting with Leonard Fournette.
Oh, do you think you're mad about it? Give me a break.
I got one share of him, but like,
four, dude.
Like, is Leonard Fournette always going to be injury prone?
You know what Leonard Fournette is? He's a lot like Arian Foster, where Arian Foster was really good, but there seemed to just constantly be something with Arian Foster. I know he was your favorite.
I loved Arian Foster.
He's a vegan and all that stuff. He's a great person.
I just love that guy.
Yeah. I think he won you some money, so you love him.
Bobby Vino. That's his rap name.
Yeah, great.
He's got a good album. He didn't put an album out.
No, he doesn't.
He's got a podcast, too.
Yeah. Okay, great. Do you listen to it?
I've heard it a couple times.
Who was the last person he had on?
No idea.
Name me one thing that has happened in this podcast ever.
I don't know.
You don't listen to it.
I listened to an episode.
One episode. So that's how good it was?
He's got a good
stomach one?
He's got a really good song.
It's kind of like vegan food and me. I can only stomach it once.
You've never stomached it at all.
Yeah, look at my stomach. You think I've been eating vegan food?
Is his name Bobby Vino? I don't think his name is Bobby Vino.
I think you're thinking of a Nick Kroll character.
It is.
That's Bobby Bottle Service.
Oh, by the way, he did. He had his last episode was Robbie Ahayi.
Who?
That's the therapist he had on. Brian Cushing was on episode 40, so there's probably a lot of talk on that one. Terry Crews was on episode 39.
I like Terry Crews.
Okay. Are we with it?
I mean, I'll listen to it.
It is Bobby Fino. Bobby Fino, not Vino. Bobby Fino is his rap personality.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Go do it.
Bobby Are you going to make me listen to that, too? You made me listen to MKG and somebody else the other day.
Eminem.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Bobby Fino. That's what's up next. That'll be Bogpressions. Bogman's going to have to sing.
No way.
Yeah. All right. Well, are we done with this game? Where are we?
We didn't even pick this game, by the way. What are you picking?
Talked about. Well, like,
you were complaining about game time decisions. I compared him to Arian Foster.
I'm sick of
vehemently defended Arian Foster.
I think I'm super out on Leonard Fournette next year. He's got to be a huge deal, and he never seems to be a deal.
Well, I don't know if deal is it, but he has to be healthy for the rest of the year. Like, he needs to play here, and he needs to not have any more of this nagging injury stuff, which is just not going to happen because it's so early in the year, and he still plays running backs, demanding position. So I think for this one, it's definitely you have to take Jacksonville. Jacksonville's at home. Sam Darnold has looked terrible ever since that first Monday night game. So this is just an easy easy Jacksonville in the under.
Is it the under?
It's definitely. I mean, the game that Jacksonville played in the last week scored 15 points. It was 9-6.
That's a good
And they
point.
Lost.
Yeah. When you're right, you're right. I am going to go with the under and the Jets.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to take
Let's
the points.
Let's go, Lego head. Everything is awesome.
I'm going to just take the points here. But I'll take that 7.5. They maybe win by 7 still. It's going to be a stupid game. And the low scoring is maybe why we can get those points there. But I'm a loser when it comes to these things, so don't listen to me. We've got one more segment, and we've got the entire afternoon slate to get through, plus Monday Night Football. So don't you go anywhere, my friends. Don't be like Leonard Fournette and just check out. Say, yeah, I might come back, and then don't come back. That's him every single week. We don't need that from you. We need you back right here listening
Baby,
to us.
Baby, come back.
You can blame it all on me. Da-da-da-da. All right. We'll be back, actually. So, bye. Don't go anywhere.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In this league.
In the dark.
Baby, we're back.
You can blame it all on us.
It's in this league.
It's in this league.
Da-da-da-da. Welcome back.
Don't
Scott Bogman.
Trust our picks. Because we're bad.
Don't. Find us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. If you guys would like, we will be having our reaction podcast. No Bogman on the Black Book on Monday, but Bogman will not miss In This League. So Monday morning, late Sunday, if you're a night owl, you can catch our reactions to all the week four action, talking a lot about waivers, the big performances and stuff. We're there for you. All that instant stuff. Plus, you know, frankly, we open it up to people to be able to send us their reactions while they're sitting around on Sunday. You got something that's on your mind. It's driving you nuts. You got a question. You can send it into our email, which is ballbag@innisleague.com. And we will potentially talk about it on the episode. Lots of ways for you to get your footballing in, whether it's the Twitter, whether it's the episode.
Football.
We are here for you. Unless the Steelers are playing. Steelers are playing Sunday night. That's the whole problem, right?
Yeah. So I won't do anything. Sorry.
Nope. You are checked out.
Yeah. I mean, I watch Steelers games. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Not going to apologize. So
you're not going to watch the Browns and the Raiders.
I mean, I'll have it on.
Oh, yeah?
Well, this is my move when, I mean, I'm not going to be like, well, I'm going to have the Red Zone channel on with the volume, but so I'll see parts of it. But I'll probably have that game on my second TV because I usually watch the division rivals.
Does DirecTV offer you to just be able to get the Red Zone channel?
No.
See, are they doing it because they know that 90% of their people would just get the Red Zone channel and not do the full package?
Well, I think if you really want the Red Zone channel, you'll just pay for all the stuff.
You know what I want? I want someone who works for DirecTV to give me free football package.
Oh,
that's
my
what
God.
I would like.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
ScottBogman@gmail.com if you work for DirecTV and you can hook me up.
IsItTheWelsh@gmail.com. Best friends forever. Guess what? 200 internet points for free.
Oh my God. You want to come and host an hour of this show next week with us?
Yeah.
How about that?
That's a good point.
Can we get that approved?
Let's do that. Let's please get that. But like, I feel like they're hurting themselves, or they're simply doing it to protect the package because like, well, if you only had the Red Zone channel, you couldn't do it for more than 50% of the total Red Zone package. Everyone on the planet would just get the Red Zone.
I think, you know, because I think the overall package with all the bells and whistles and all that, that's what I pay for. I think it's about $400. I think if they charge $175 for the Red Zone channel, probably get that done for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people that are paying for everything because they just want that channel would, you know, go down. They would lower their rate to just the Red Zone channel.
I guess.
So I think that's the fear there.
Yeah, no, I see it.
You see what the NBA is doing? I mean, I know we're going to get fired because I just mentioned the NBA.
Yeah.
But they're going by, like, you can just buy a quarter.
I saw that and I immediately was like, you money grubbing.
Well, that's the ultimate millennial thing.
Yeah, I only want to watch the fourth quarter.
That's money grubbing at all, to be honest.
No, but
smart.
See, my first reaction was like, but you're right.
Oh, what? You're what?
You
$100?
No, not even close. River. You're right, though, and you nailed it before as we trash our own kind of millennials, apparently, continuously in this episode, is that people check in the fourth quarter. I'm a victim of it all the time. I do it all the time where I'm not paying attention. Fourth quarter rolls around and I'm like, all right, I'll put on this Rockets Warriors game. Let's see what's going on in the fourth quarter. I think they are smart. And as I sat on it, I was like, I wish I could buy stock into that because that is pretty, pretty smart.
I think it's genius.
And
the
how
NBA
much you
is
bet,
always forward moving and all that stuff.
How much you want to bet NFL implements something like this next year if the NBA
it
sees
won't.
Results, why would the NFL not implement like $5.99?
The NFL doesn't own any of their TV rights. They've sold them all. It's all DirecTV, Fox, NBC.
Yeah,
and
but they can cut a deal
ESPN.
With DirecTV. Okay, well then DirecTV.
I don't think DirecTV is going to do anything that they – I don't think they're going to change at all. I think this is a deal until someone comes in and they – I think they bought the NFL for the next 15 years, by the way. I think they own the rights to the NFL games for the next 15 years or so. I think this is just what it's going to be until that
– How about this? A fourth quarter Red Zone buy, $5.99. Fourth quarter when the first fourth quarter starts
$15.99.
Well, I mean, I'm just throwing it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know.
But see, you only get it for the morning game. So if you do it both times, they end up getting like $12 when the first fourth quarter game starts. It opens up $5.99. It goes until the last morning game fourth quarter, and then it ends. And then if you want to do it again, it's another $5.99. I think they make some serious money doing that.
I think there are people that are such fiends that they could say, hey, look, we're going to play your game, but it's only going to air in rinky-dink town in Nebraska, and there'd be people packing up and moving there. So I don't know. I think the NFL has created a bunch of addicts.
That's true. All right, let's burn through these.
Because I would live in that town, whatever it is in Nebraska.
Do we even talked about the Browns and the Raiders at all?
Why would we?
Carlos Hyde, Marshawn Lynch, Jarvis
What's
Landry.
What are the numbers you have on this game?
I got 2.5 to Oakland, 44.5 over under.
44.5. So it moved down. I have 45. I'm going to take Cleveland, and I'll take the over. I think they can put up some points.
All about the over on this one.
Do I want the over, though?
Over in Oakland.
Oakland and over.
Yeah.
I'm going to take – you know what? I'm going to go the opposite. I said over, but I think I like Cleveland's defense. I'm going to take Cleveland in the under.
I am big about
rookie quarterbacks on the road. That's tough.
Maker Mayfield. I want him in this game. And I think Antonio Callaway. I think both the rookies are going to
– But you just said Oakland, though. You're taking Oakland?
Yeah, in the over, though.
Okay.
Just because Baker Mayfield's going to be good doesn't mean that they have to win.
That's true.
And the line's only 2.5.
I mean, there's mistakes, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so. I think two touchdowns are on the horizon. I don't think Mayfield is going to be, you know, like quarterback 3 from this week. I don't think he's going to be Patrick Mahomes or anything, but I think this is a good spot for it. Both teams are going to want to sling the ball. They'll try to establish some run and probably not find success. So that's where I'm going to go. Seahawks and Cardinals. Cardinals worst team in the NFL by a large margin. But amazingly, Seattle's only favored by 3. The over-under is 39.5 for this division rival game. Doug Baldwin is back. Chris Carson is back as the number one, apparently. David Johnson, someday, will get back. And Josh Rosen is the brand new quarterback for the Cardinals.
I'm going to take Seattle, and I'm going to go with the over. I think that if Josh Rosen makes a bunch of mistakes, Seattle scores a ton of points, and this game probably goes over. I think if Josh Rosen looks good, then the Cardinals probably score a bunch of points, and this game goes over. So either way, I'm most confident in the over.
Agreed.
But I would also take Seattle in this game.
Let's go put all the money on the over of this game.
I like it.
All right, let's do that. Yeah, I think this is a Seattle because the Cardinals are so atrocious. This is the over. Do you think Tyler Lockett will still have at least wide receiver three relevance with Doug Baldwin back?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
You think
I
so?
I think this game specifically, I don't know if Doug Baldwin's all the way back. You know what I mean?
So I don't think they were rushing him. You're not going to rush him back to face the Cardinals.
No, that's true. But I still think that he's like, he doesn't have to be fully ready to go against the Cardinals. I think that he can be a decoy in this game and still be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, by the way, is like this game, I'm still with Tyler Lockett. I'm not so sure moving forward. Like I saw someone asking about Cup versus Lockett, and I was like, it's just so easy, Cooper Cup. It's not
easy.
Even a question.
Yeah.
At all. All right, Giants are hosting the New Orleans Saints. 52 is the over. The Saints are favored by 3.5.
Wait a minute, real quick. Did you take Seattle on the over?
Yeah, I took Seattle on the over.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I'm sorry.
Yeah. New Orleans is favored by 3.5. The over-under is 52. Drew Brees already over 1,000 yards. 52 is what I got.
It was 50.5 yesterday.
Whoa.
That line move 1.5. Good Lord.
Serious movement. Michael Thomas, the most explosive wide receiver in the NFL right now. What a matchup of running back Saquon Barkley versus Alvin Kamara. Drew Brees, over 1,000 yards already, 8 touchdowns. I think this is actually the fantasy game of the week we'll be discussing. At least I'm hoping so. What you think about this one?
Well, I mean, you heard me talking about taking Eli Manning, and I think that this game, like the safest thing here to me, this could be dumb that I'm saying this, but the safest thing here to me is easily the over in this game. I think if New Orleans gets out to a big lead, all right, well, here comes the Giants playing garbage yard, scoring a bunch of points, and vice versa.
You just set this one up. I agree with you, but like as you say that, I look and it's like, boy, both of these are just going to be a whole thing.
So I think I would go with New Orleans and the over.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with New Orleans. I don't like that at either. Do you think Michael Thomas is going to reach 50 catches by the end of this game? Total.
How many does he have right now?
38.
No, nine. I give him 9.
I think he can get there.
I think he can. I just wouldn't bet on it.
You think he's got what's the single season reception record? Is it like 128 still?
No, it's like 140 something.
Is it really single season NFL reception record? Let's see, because it was you're right.
Maybe.
Marvin Harrison.
Oh, Harrison owns it. Yeah,
143. Antonio Brown and Julio Jones are tied for 2 all time, 136. Antonio Brown also owns number 4, which was 128. Wow,
yeah.
143. Do you think Michael Thomas challenges Marvin Harrison's record? I mean,
that's tough.
38.
I mean, their defense
games.
Is terrible. If I had to say something right now, I think I'd say yes.
He's pacing at 12 a game right now. I mean, he's
going
to have 120 by week
realistic.
10.
They're going to have some stinkers in there where they run the ball the whole fourth quarter. So, I don't think I would say no if I had to say something right now.
I think he pushes 130 this year.
I mean, he could definitely be. It's in the realm of possibility, but I think right now I would just have to say no.
How many goalposts and walls does Odell Beckham punch because he's not the focal point of awesome wide receivers in this game? Because everyone's going to talk about Michael Thomas.
Well, I mean, you can talk about Michael Thomas all you want, but I think after this game, you might be talking about Odell.
Ooh.
How about that?
Shots fired. All right. We both took New Orleans in the over, right?
Yes.
All right. Why even bother with this game? The San Francisco 49ers, Garoppolo-less, go to the Chargers. No interest in watching this game. Hey, guess what? Locally, Cardinals will be on TV. Fine by me. Fine by me. Don't need to watch any more 49er games. Matt Breida, still, I believe, the leader in NFL rushing yards. Keenan Allen's a little bit banged up. Alfred Morris is a little banged up. Breida is a game time decision. I actually like Alfred Morris in this game a little bit more than anybody. The Chargers are going to roll. They're favored by 10.5. That is the widest margin of lines, but the over under is 46. Widest margins. What do you think?
I mean, I'm going to take the Clippers, and I'm going to go with the under. I don't know about how San Francisco is going to score without Jimmy G.
They won't.
Pretty terrible last year with Bethard, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a possibility that Bethard has gotten better, you know.
Nope, there's not.
There's not any way with some more practices and another year under his belt of getting to know the offense and all that. There's no way he got better.
No.
Okay.
No. Awful. You could have this line at 24.5, and I would take the Chargers, and I'll take the under because the 49ers will kick 3 field goals. So it'll be 35 to the field goals.
Ugh. All right. So you'd
which
say
actually would be 44 points. So it'd still cover. So I'm going to go with the under, and I'm going to go with the Clippers.
All right. Yeah. Samesies.
Bogman's team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, are hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Over under is 50.5. Pittsburgh is favored by 3. That's what I've got. Juju Smith-Schuster a little bit banged up. Downtown John Brown has been explosive. You think all the Ravens wide receivers are plays this week, but what do you think about this game?
Pittsburgh in the over. I think the Steelers are clicking on offense, and as long as they're clicking on offense, they don't really need to be clicking on defense. They almost let Tampa Bay come back, though, which definitely scares me. Maybe this game goes over because these teams know each other. You know, Ravens-Steelers games used to be super boring, but I don't know if you guys remember the last game they played. Alex Collins ripped off like 180 rushing yards. He looked insane. Yeah, I think it was the week or 2 weeks after Shazier went down. Steelers had absolutely no answer for him, but then they came back in the second half, wound up beating Baltimore because Baltimore's defense is not as good as advertised either. So this one, for me, it's Pittsburgh in the over. And in this game, if it was Pittsburgh at Baltimore, I think I'd take Baltimore in the over. I just want the home team in the over.
I'm going to go with you. Let's go to the Monday night game, and then the last couple seconds, I want to go back to our poll of who is the biggest crybaby of 2018. We have that poll out there. We have Broncos hosting the Chiefs. Kansas City is favored by 4.5 on the road, and the over-under is the highest of the week, 54.5. Patrick Mahomes, the most explosive quarterback in the NFL right now with 13 touchdowns. Punchy McGee is back, and he's got just around 200 rushing yards. Tyreek Hill, over 300 receiving yards this year, only 3 touchdowns. A lot of weapons, a lot of excitement here. I think Royce Freeman could be there, but it's all eyes on Patrick Mahomes. What do you got?
I got the Chiefs, and I'm going to go with the under.
Me too.
The Broncos offense did not have everything clicking last week. I don't know if that's going to be a trend, but I think if you're going to pick them not to click again, it'd probably be the week after they didn't click. So, and there's some Broncos fans calling for a little bit of Swag Kelly.
Oh,
can
you imagine?
Kelly.
What?
Let's go.
Who are those people? They're high. It's illegal to smoke marijuana in Denver, right?
It is. Yeah, that's true. So,
okay, that's dumb. Patrick Mahomes, I don't think, has the Patrick Mahomes game we've been used to, but I don't think he falls off the planet. Philip Lindsay, Kareem Hunt should have a good role in this game, so I like that. I'm going to go with the same thing as you. Those are all the games for this week. Let's see how we do. Finally, Bogman, I asked on Twitter, who is 2018's biggest football crybaby? There is still some time to vote. Currently, 52% say Lev Bell is 2018's biggest football crybaby. 28% said Vontae Davis. 20% Rashard Matthews. Everyone is crybaby Lev Bell.
Yeah, okay, but
we've only got a minute, so
can I tell you why?
Why?
Because all those people took Lev Bell early, had no idea that he would sit out, and they are actually the crybabies because they have him and he's not playing. I'm one of those crybabies. I drafted him and he's not playing. I also traded for him in a league and he's not playing. So I know your pain. I feel your pain.
Well, someone under it, Matthew Cohen said I was the biggest crybaby for crying during the football show. And Tennis Ball Bot says Bell deserves the money, so definitely not him. So that guy who said me, they can go suck it. And we're out of here. So that's the show. Talk to you guys next week. Go listen to us on demand. Peace out.
See ya.